Next, Ian McKay asked an interesting question about gene therapy. He says, after an individual receives a treatment of gene therapy, is it the original faulty DNA or the new corrected DNA that gets passed on to their offspring? And is it only males that can pass on the new gene because female eggs are not updated? Most types of gene therapy are what's called somatic gene therapy. They're designed to only deliver genes to certain non-reproductive cells of the body, for example, delivering a healthy version of the damaged cystic fibrosis gene only to lung cells. It's very, very unlikely that these genes could transfer into the sperm-producing cells in men, and even less likely that they could get into egg cells in women. Germline gene therapy, which changes the genes in sperm or eggs, is actually banned in most parts of the world at the moment for both technical and ethical reasons. If you've got any burning questions about genes, DNA and genetics that you'd like us to answer, just email them to genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet us @nakedgenetics, or you can post on the Facebook page, that's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, and we'll do our best to answer them for you.